Jessica on the keys, bitch.
Excuse me, I ain't got no time for no groupies. Excuse me, I'm just trying to get that fluffy loose. Excuse me, fucking up them commas, no excuse. I'm just trying to get the blue strip, so just move. I'm just trying to get that fucking loose. Excuse me, I'm just trying to get that fucking loose. Excuse me, I'm just trying to get that fucking loose. I'm just trying to get the blue strip, so just move.
Boy, I end up on the new strip for some bullshit. Rather count a hundred than blue strips in the new way. Fresh off the I-95, hit the conduit. Smelling like a 3.5 Gorilla Glue. Little groovy trying to chew me, fuck the rat and let up. Girl, you sloppy, just don't get that shit up on my sweater. Smoking broccoli while I'm counting up a little cheddar. I ain't cocky, I just do this shit a little better. Look how I drip on my flow though. Feel like a chick with your phone call. Might not call back with the phone on. Let that just go till it's all gone. Call on my jeweler that's frozen. Might just be a chick with these cold stones. Dating myself ain't take no long. This probably was taking me so long, but I'm getting it. 10 toes for the yitty. Run the town like I'm biggin'. Feeling like Diddy. Do my dance for the chicken. Who cares how you get it? As long as you get it. Me and mine's gon' get it. Overtime for the kitty. We get it and flip it. Me and mine's gon' get it. Overtime for this kitty. We know how we get it.
I ain't got no time for no groupies. Excuse me, I'm just trying to get that fucking loose. Excuse me, fucking up them commas, no excuse. I'm just trying to get the blue strip, so just move. I'm just trying to get that fucking loose. Excuse me, I'm just trying to get that fucking loose. Excuse me, I'm just trying to get that fucking loose. I'm just trying to get the blue strip, so just move.
WSJU Radio, Mad Max is taking over the airwaves, and we have a few special guests here in the building straight out of Queens. Introduce yourself.
Yeah. It's your boy Freaky Kai, Keok City, front man, representer. Got my brother.
Hello, man. We in the building. We out here.
Hello.
We in the building. We out here, man.
Yes, yes.
How you guys doing? I remember I had you guys up here, I think, in July, May, right?
That's a fact. Yeah. We was up here. You know, we was getting ready. The run was getting started. Definitely. For me, we was getting ready to go on tour, promoting that new Lost Boy record, me, Chiefs, KC. That banger is going crazy right now. Continue to run that up.
Shout out to Chiefs.
But we here, you know, Keok City, LB fam. We here, we rocking.
So I saw that you guys released a Next Generation, too.
That's facts. That was a little compilation from the Lost Boy family. You know, just letting them know that we still hot. We still got it, you know.
Forever.
Uncle Cheeks, he came through. He stamped it with the legendary swag, the legendary sound.
Yeah.
You know, he gave us the okay to continue to keep rocking with him. So it's only right. I came through. I played my part, you know. Last time he was up here, he let it be known. The torch has passed over. So now it's time for me to take and run a million miles with it.
Sure, and you guys spit a fire freestyle up here, too, over Cool G
Rap.
Just had
a little bit of fun, you know. Queensway.
So how about we get into a little backstory about both of you, in case people haven't tuned in last time and who may not know about you, even though they should.
Facts.
So where did it all begin for you?
Facts. You know, with me, I'm rooted in this music. R.P. Freaky Ty, that's my father.
Rest in
peace.
You
know, Lost Boys, one-fourth of the team. That helped put it all together,
you know?
So that's where it really started for me. You know, I was exposed to music early, exposed to a lifestyle early, and seeing the greatness right down in front of me. You know, me and Lo, that's been my boy since we were kids.
Since the monkey,
you know? So we've been rocking together before we've been rapping together. So the rap just was just another touch to the bond that we already had, you know? So the music, we take that a little bit more serious. Now we rocking together with that, taking it to the next level. He's a dope artist. I'm a dope artist. We running with a dope brand, you know, Keok City Music Group. And we just pushing it to the front, you know. We come from a great umbrella. He come from a cloth of greatness itself. You know, he could talk a little bit on that.
But, yeah, I mean, my umbrella is, the whole Onyx game. I mean, for my pops being who he is, whatever the case may be.
Let them know who your pops is,
Clay Rader, man. If y'all know Scar for Life, Clay Rader. If you don't know, do your research. You can look on my page and you'll see who he is. You know what I mean? But, we've been doing music together for about 5, 6,
That's five years now.
What was the first track that you guys were just sitting there and you're like, we should just make music together?
I can't even say what the first track was. Like, it really
can tell you when it got spicy, though. It got spicy, and this man right here, my man Q, his crib. We had the studio set up in his crib, and we just...
Like, I used to stay up late trying to learn how to mix my own records.
Come up, right.
And record. He used to come through just like, damn, fuck it. I mean, excuse my language. He used to be like, yo, we're going to get to it. We going to rock out. And we used to just teach ourselves, you know, trial and error. Yeah.
He wake up, I'm like, yo, I got a new joint. You listen to this.
That's how it was. Once we learned how to deal with some of the software, it was like, all right, nah, ain't nothing going to stop us, you know. Right. And it went from there. We just started getting better at certain things. We started expanding in certain areas, you know, reaching out. So now when we go to studios, it's certain things that we already hands-on with. Mm-hmm. So it's not too much that they could really get over with us because we already know what we want. We go in the studio already pre-seasoned. Like, you know, it ain't too much that you gotta play with us. You ain't gonna waste our time because we already know what it is when it comes to recording. We know how to record ourselves. We know how to go.
We go in and
spit out joints in 1, 2, 3. We make records at a rapid rate. So that's the easy part.
That's a gift. And as we can hear with Excuse Me, which we opened up with, just a banger. And I know you guys just dropped Score.
Right.
We're going to let the audience hear that later. So what's the chemistry like when you guys are in the booth?
The chemistry is different, man. Excuse my language. That chemistry is, yo, with this guy right here, though, man, the beat come on. And it really just, I mean, it's with both of us, but it just come together so fast and so smooth. And it's like this. Like, he'll go in there. Mm-hmm. He won't even, I mean, the beat come on, your vibe. It'd be cool. Like, all right. Like, all right, I'm going in. He go in and come out with he come out with Score. Or he come out with Excuse Me. And he like, and that's off of just being like, that's 5 minutes to listen to the beat. Like, all right, come on. I'm about to go in there and get this done real quick. And you come out like, oh, hold on. That's fire. Oh, I just got to lay a verse to this. It's lit. You just made it easy for me, boy.
Now, do you write your lyrics or you just spit it off the top?
I write lyrics. I write lyrics to keep myself sharp. But my best music, I like to go into music and off of feeling. So I go in the studio and come with what I come up with. Depending on how I feel, how the beat make me feel. And most of my music that y'all hear is music that's come out straight out of my memory bank.
To that.
Like, you know, so a lot of my writings, I take more time writing because it's like more therapy to me. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to making music, I like it to be organic. I like it to be fluent. So when you hear it, it feels like, oh, it's a flow. He's sitting right on the beat. Like, I'm an instrument to the beat. You know, I'm not just a rapper on the beat. I'm a vibe to the beat.
Right.
You know, so when you hear my music, you're going to hear that. You know, my guys, they dope as hell. When it come to that pen, they sit down and bar you to death. Yeah. And I need that around me because it keeps me on my toes. And certain wittiness that I bring to the table might rub off on them and get them going in certain ways.
Yeah.
You know, so we just try to keep it organic. Everybody play their lane and bring what they bring to the table. We don't try to stress nothing. I don't try to stress. I don't like to be stressed. Don't tell me what to do. Don't have, you know.
Need that.
You
need
so
that.
Let me just go in there because when I do go in there in them 3 minutes and I'm in that booth, and that fourth minute when I come out, y'all going to be like, that's what the hell you was in there doing? Yes. Excuse me.
How about you, Law? You got to write your lyrics
or
stuff
to tell? I'm a writer, you know what I'm saying? I'm a writer, but a lot of the hooks, I mean, they come off the vibe.
He got fire hooks.
Yeah, that'll come off the vibe of the beat, you know what I mean? I'm just going flowing with it. But then I still pin something down, like just to fully put it together. But I'm a writer. I'm going to write your head off. I'm going to tell the stories. I'm going to make you feel, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to paint the picture. I'm a writer, though. I mean, the freestyling.
That's a fact.
It'll come, but, you know, that's what I'm in the mood. I'm feeling that.
But even the energy off of me, like I may be in the studio freestyling. That's inspiring him to write some fire because he got to match the energy. He like, oh, my energy is up. Oh, I'm feeling good. What you saying got me like, oh, I'm ready to go in. Like, so he go over there cooking some fire up, you know. So we just inspire each other. And like we got other artists that rock with us. My man Poe, he wasn't able to make it with him right now. But he's another dude. That's like our Patrick Ewing. You know, he come through, might hit you with a hook shot. Mm-hmm. Like, oh.
Finger roll.
You feel me, son? Like, you might think you listening to Styles P or one. Like, he rap like he's in that class, you know? And we all got different things that we bring to the table. So when it come to, like, when it come together, it's just like, oh, all right. It's new. It's fresh. It's organic. You know, it's like, all right, cool. It's New York.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't taking away from that.
And it's us.
And it's us.
It ain't nobody. It ain't no sound.
We ain't trying to be the next nobody.
Nothing.
We ain't trying to be the first New York City.
You got to be your own artist out here.
Facts.
How do you feel about the music culture out here in New York right now?
It's dope right now. The energy is up. You know, a lot of artists bring a lot of stuff to the table.
Nah, I'm definitely, the vibes is lit.
We got some of the hottest music in rotation right now.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
So,
and the sound is changing, and I'm not too mad with it though. The New York sound, you know, it's what I like it. I can rock with it.
So, what's next for you guys? But right, you guys gonna come out with a collab album?
Oh, we got some things in store. Like, we got a little preview that we're going to hit y'all with. It's called The Big Three. It's coming. It's going, you know, we're going to leave the summer off with three hot bangers.
Yeah.
See how the vibe we're going into the fall. You know, my project is coming. I've been this way. We dropping that in the fall. You know, we're going to work that. Then we're going to follow up with Low, the highs and the lows.
Right.
You know, we got a lot of stuff cooking. A lot of singles going to be coming out. So
a lot of singles,
to fill those voids, you know, we're going to give y'all a lot of content, a lot of substance in the meantime, you know.
Right.
Lowe's working, I'm working, P's working, Q's doing an excellent job getting the content together, getting
shout
the team
out to
together.
Q, man. Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out the rest of the team. You
right,
know, we got
shout out to
Damo. Shout out everybody that's involved with helping us get to the next level right now. The support is real. Everybody working. Mm-hmm. Shout out Uncle Cheeks. Shout out KC.
Right.
Everybody's grinding. Everybody's
DJ,
doing their
DJ
job.
D
shout
Mills.
Out D Mills. Everybody's playing the position. You know, we coming with something different. We trying to really show y'all that we could build the empire from the ground up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No handouts, no
we're
shortcuts.
We're a witness to it.
No handouts, no shortcuts, nothing.
We doing it.
Putting the work in.
Now, QYCMG, follow the gang.
Yes, sir. And Casey was up here a few weeks ago, and he was telling me about Germany. What was it like for you guys? What was the experience?
Oh, man.
Germany, man.
Germany was lit.
Germany was beautiful, man. It showed us a lot of love, man. Germany, it was... Definitely, you know what I mean? Let me tell you, I was signing autographs in Germany, man, and I ain't never... Like we got
Facts.
Out there, you know what I'm saying? When we got out there, I came off the strength of what we got
shout
going
out
on.
Our people across the sea.
Right.
Shout out my man,
definitely.
Brams.
Yeah, definitely
shout out
to my
Lose.
Man, Brams, Lose.
You know, they held us down out there.
Facts, but when we got out there, listen, we went to a meet and greet, and now they originally on the flyer. You got him, you got KC, and you
Facts.
Got Cheeks, you know what I mean?
You're telling me they printed out a picture of you.
Yo, bro, I'm not on no flyer. I'm not on no nothing, bro.
Nah, the reception is
they
different
came,
out there.
They got pictures of me. I'm signing autographs of me, and they came with these pictures. This shit is it's bugging me out.
Nah, the reception
is
crazy.
It's nothing but love, man. I love it, man. I can't wait to go back. We go back in September.
Facts.
I can't wait to go back,
do,
man.
You know,
word.
The reception is dope across seas, man. It's genuine. Like, they really like hip hop. They really enjoy hip hop. They really enjoy music and
definitely.
Culture in general. So when you walking down the streets and they realize who you are, you give them your Instagram and then they go back and check. It's like, oh nah, oh you are who you said you were.
Mm-hmm.
Now they really want to get to know you more. Kids, you walking in the sneaker store, kids running up to you taking pictures. You know, it's a dope experience.
Yeah,
it's definitely
experience.
A dope experience. I can't wait to continue that. You know, expand that. We got more. Avenues, we made a bunch of connections. The networking game out there is
got more countries
is
to
big.
See, man.
You know, and that's all this game is about, networking. Getting to the
networking.
Next level, you know, putting it in the right hands. Giving these people what they want to see. Be out there doing shows, and the crowds is going crazy, like, and it's all different type of people enjoying the music. The crowd, everybody hands is in the air. Everybody gnawing their head. Everybody in there sweating, having a good time. So
that's good, though.
The experience is good on both angles. It make you want to be a fan and be able to just imagine being a fan in that atmosphere. Like, everybody's turned up.
Let me tell you about one of my greatest experiences out there, though, man. The first night we did the show, we rocked it. We did our thing, right? But in the midst of it, we got KRS-One. KRS-One performed. You know, KRS, mind you, shout out to KRS-One.
Yeah.
KRS-One freestyled basically his whole set, basically.
Facts.
Right?
How long was the set?
Probably
long.
Like 30 minutes, 40
right.
minutes.
Long.
He literally, I don't think he did any familiar songs. He
right.
was just freestyling.
Except for, he did like one or two familiar joints that I know anyway.
But man was freestyling.
Listen, in
the
midst of that,
entire
though.
Set. Fire, though. No weak bars.
Yeah.
No weak
he still
bars.
Has it. I've seen photos and videos on Instagram.
But listen,
he still got
in
it.
The midst of that, my man right here is on stage freestyling with KRS-One.
Yeah,
legendary, man. I'm just leaving my marks, man.
Moment right
you know I got to leave my marks.
I got to see the video.
I got to show it to you.
That's
epic. Yo, listen, man. That was, I'm like, I'm back behind the DJ holding the thing. That's when I turned into a fan like this.
Nah, it was dope.
That was lit, man.
I couldn't miss up that opportunity, though. The opportunity was there. I had to take it.
That's good, though.
It was mad luck.
That's a fact.
Word. What's good, though, Max?
Not much. I've been chilling up here. I had to get you guys up here again. I know Casey told me to reach out, and you wanted to come on. I was like, For facts. Sure.
We had to come to, you know, St. John's. It's Queens thing, man. It's a Queens thing.
Gotta keep it
Queens.
Queens
get the money.
All day.
You know what
and
I mean?
Night.
St. John's University. Yeah. How about we get into a song here, you know, Not Afraid, which we're playing before.
Oh, hold on. Oh. We got to, before we get into that, we got to let you know how that song even came
about.
See,
that's another yeah, story. I mean,
yeah. Listen, we recorded that song 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning in Word. The hotel.
I'll be on my Quincy Jones tape time.
Right after we shot the video score. We met them, you know what I mean? That's my homie Brams. He linked us with his people.
Facts. Salute to all my guys out there right. on the other side.
They pulled up to the hotel with the studio.
Goldie, what's good?
With the studio, we recorded Not Afraid in the studio. I mean, in the hotel.
At like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
The sun coming up. Dope vibes.
We did a show. We shot a video. And then recorded this next record.
All in the same.
Damn.
Yeah.
In Germany. That was like
in Germany.
This is all in Germany.
One night.
Right, one night.
That was like a 25-hour shift.
Well, listen, you can get into that, man. It's a different vibe, man. You know what I mean? It's a real Afro beat type. Real different vibe.
Word. Tune in. Shout out to the fan. Fluff Jones.
Too, man.
What's good?
What's the call up number?
718-990-3758.
718-990-3758. Call up, man.
And if you're tuned in, best to believe, click that link in WSJU.
You dig?
Yes, sir. The link in the bio. But we here. We about to get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Not Afraid. You're here in the first year, WSJU Radio, St. John's University, Queens, New York.
Girl, I'm not afraid. Girl, I'm not afraid to. Girl, I am not afraid. Girl, I'm not afraid to. You make me feel some way. Girl, I'm not afraid to. Do things he won't do. Girl, I'm not afraid to. Girl, you make me feel ways that I am not afraid to. Do things that he won't do. Cause girl, I'm not afraid. Girl, I am not afraid. Girl, you make me feel some way. You make me feel some way. Girl, I'm not afraid. You make me feel some way. Girl, I'm not afraid to do things that he won't do. Girl, I feel some way. You make me feel some way. Girl, I don't play no games. True. Won't play no games with you. Cause I won't play no games. Cause you make me feel some way, girl. You make me feel ways, true. I don't feel with no one else. I won't play no game. Cause girl, I am not afraid. Girl, you make me feel. You make me feel away. Girl, I'm not afraid. Girl, I'm not afraid. I will do some things, too. You do that he won't do. Girl, I'm not afraid. Girl, you know I won't play. Girl, I'm not afraid to. You make me feel away. You make me feel away. You make me feel away. Cause I am not afraid.
I spend the time that your man won't spend. I spend the bread that your man can't spend. Never afraid to do what some niggas won't. Yeah, I'm the type to do whatever niggas don't. I massage your feet, ask about your day. On your bubble bath, make sure your steaks fillet. If he ain't bringing you joy, then he wasting your time. Still be having them dreams about me making
baby,
you mine.
You, I am not afraid. Girl, I am not afraid. I won't play no games. Ooh, I will not play no games. You make me feel away. You make me feel away, girl. I won't play no games. I will not play no games.
I will play no games. You're on a whole other level. I wouldn't even fuck your friends if you let me. Boy, I'm not afraid. You make me feel some type.
I am not afraid. Girl, I am not afraid. I won't play no games. Ooh, I will not play no games. You make me feel away. You make me feel away, girl. I won't play no games. Ooh, I will not play no games.
WSJU
back
Radio.
On the air, back on the air.
Yes, sir. Mad Max on the airwaves.
Yes, sir. Back.
Freaky Kyle Low.
What's up? What's
not
up?
Afraid.
What you think of that, man?
That's a party hit.
That's a party hit.
That's a party hit.
That's the one right there.
We're gonna get that in rotation heavy real soon.
Oh, for sure. Now, you have Russian Doll on here.
Yes, sir.
So what was it like working with her?
Yes. She a dope artist, man.
Definitely.
She's a dope artist.
You hear
she's,
her voice.
She's coming through. She's like right now, that's untapped talent right there. That's some of Germany's best
right
there.
Yeah, she's from Germany too. So she's out there, but
she's definitely something to look forward to in the future. She's getting her work together. You know, she's perfecting her craft, and she blessed us with this track.
Yeah.
She got some fire.
You know, she's dope. She's that, like I said, she's an artist from over there in Germany. You know, she heard what we had to offer, and she's like, nah, I can't deny it. I got to get on this, too. I told you, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's like 7-8 of us in the hotel room.
This is fresh after the shows and the videos and all of that.
Where? So we get into it.
Now, you're talking about networking over there, so you use your connections. Well, you hooked up with her. So how did you originally hook up with her, Russian Doll?
Like you said, it was spontaneous that whole day. Everybody that was involved with that day, we all met that day.
Right.
Okay.
So she was with the engineer, actually. We didn't even know she was an artist at first.
Really?
Nah, facts.
She came through and then they played us somewhere, and it was like, and then we started vibing to the beat. She started vibing to the beat, and it just came together, and it was. You see, we came with some magic,
a hit,
undeniable,
party. Definitely. Party hit. Shorty came through. Like I said, everybody came. We linked up, and made that happen. It was not. It's not really much to explain. It was so spontaneous that I don't think it could have came out any better if it would have went any other way. Like if we would have been like, oh, let's plan a studio session.
Right.
You write this verse. You do that. Da, da, da.
Mm. It never came out how it came out.
I didn't even write that. That's another verse unwritten. I went.
Really? See what I'm talking about? No, for real though. That's one of the joints.
I went inside and I was just like, I'm playing around with it. Let me hear it. I'm messed up a few times. Alright, play it back. And 3 minutes later, alright, yo, take this piece out. Take this piece out. Y'all added y'all pieces right there. And
like you said, back to him freestyling. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm in a cut like this. I'm hearing what he said. I'm like, nah, I gotta write something to this. I ain't even. But you know, my style switched it up a whole. Mm-hmm. He got the whole R&B. He think he Raphael Sadiq.
I'm Freaky Kai, man. I'm Freaky Kai. One and only.
The one and only.
Me.
The legend.
Yes. And the Megan.
Nah, for sure. We're really legends. We kings.
Now, how many takes does it usually take for you to make a perfect track?
I don't go for perfect. The perfection is the imperfection in my eyes. Like, I don't. When I sit, like, I'm real particular with the way I like to make music. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But the way it sound on a comeback, like it's like certain songs, you can't take the feeling away from. Like I listen to a lot of old music, like Marvin Gaye and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When they was in the studio, they didn't record. They didn't have the luxury to be like, oh, let me take that out or let me add that in. Mm-hmm. The band is playing straight through. So if the guitarist missed one key, they gotta play through that. You feel me? So he gotta be good enough to cover that up. If Marvin is off a note, he got to be smooth enough to fix that in the middle of recording, you know? Or they have to go and spend money to get another reel and do it perfect. So I go in there and I just go with my feeling. Like, if it feels good, it's going, like, you feel me? I'm not going to give you no bullshit.
Yeah, no.
But when I go in there, if it feels good, 9 times out of 10, it's going to sound good.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it.
The vibe, man.
How about you, Law? Same way?
What you mean as far as we what?
Because I done made songs.
How many takes it takes for you to make your track perfect?
I mean, it depends. If it ain't right, it ain't right. I'm going to get it right.
Right.
I mean, if it take me 100, it's going to take me 100. If it take me 1, then that it's going to take me what?
That's a fact.
It ain't coming out until it's done the right way.
That's, you know what I mean? That's like you said. If as long as that joint feel good, you going to know. It's take a million takes.
Yeah, definitely. It ain't.
I done made songs in
3 minutes. We all want
3 minutes.
We all want one take,
in 3 days.
It don't necessarily go like that all the time.
Like, you know what? I'm tired of recording this song. I'm going to come back to this tomorrow.
Right.
This ain't it right now.
Now, as you guys
somebody
can make,
said they called the number, but the phone ain't ring.
Not ringing?
I don't know.
It's supposed to pop up green here.
I don't know. It ain't called. 718-990-3758.
Now, as making hits, what is an appealing beat in your eyes?
I don't know. Any, like, it just depends on, like I said, it's a vibe.
Just a vibe.
It's really a vibe. It could be a straight guitar.
Right.
If that guitar hitting right, then that's the beat for the. You know what I mean?
It's saying, the music speaks for itself. Like, the music going to speak to you. The instrumentation going to speak to you.
If you plus
that's
one.
That's just me and my artist. That's how I look at it. Like, if you can marry the beat, if you feel like it's going to come, the words going
to
come.
Oh, somebody trying to call from Germany.
That's probably why
they can't
get through.
That's why it's not coming through. Oh, man.
You got a WhatsApp?
Listen. We got your love from here, though, man. We know you're trying to call them, but we got your love from here.
Facts. Salute, though.
So, how about we get into you performing in front of Mr. Cheeks and recording? When was he impressed by you?
You want to know what's crazy? Because I'm not going to say he wasn't impressed for a while. Because I've been rapping for all my life, basically. Like, rapping, like, as a craft. But it wasn't until I started taking myself more serious that, you know, people started paying attention, including him. Like, oh, nah, he's going hard. I'm paying for my own videos. I'm putting myself in the studio. Like, I never came to him to do that for me. So the respect level of my grind is what got his attention, I think. Like, you know, nah, he grinding. He could hold his own, you know? And when he actually seen, like, yo, when he got is getting respected and people liking it and it's actually good, like, why not? And it's just been, yo, come on, Neff, I got you ever since. Like, come on. We done did plenty of shows. We got music. Mm-hmm. You know, I studied him my whole life. Like, Mr. Cheeks.
Right.
Yeah.
He's one of the best. So.
Especially being from Queens.
So one of the greatest.
Like I said, that's basically like his family. You know what I mean? He came up under him. You know what I mean? That I came around a little later, but the love and the as far as looking up to him and all that, he always been. And that's probably for Queens, period. Word.
So what's it like? What have you learned from Mr. Cheeks?
I mean, Cheeks, just it's all love, man, and just make sure it's genuine, man. If it ain't right, it ain't right. It's all love with us.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned from working in the studio with him over the years?
Just do it.
Say do it.
If it's good, like I said, if it feels good, it's good. You ain't got to put too much pressure. We artists. Like people are going to like your art if it's dope, if it's good, right? If you're a painter and you paint a nice picture, somebody's going to be like, somebody's going to pay attention to it eventually. You feel me? Don't hinder yourself by putting too much thought into it. I like to let it go. Go in the studio and do my own thing. I said, nobody could tell. When I'm in that element,
don't tell me nothing.
Nobody could tell me what to do. Nobody can control me. I'm as free as anything, any spirit, any bird. I can go in there and do whatever I want. You feel me? If you don't understand it, and then when I finish it, you're going to be like, oh, that is fire. Mm-hmm. You know how many times I be recording, and all they don't hear
it. Caller? That's a caller?
Oh, we got a caller. Oh.
Caller on the air here. Please introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
You're tuned to WSJU Radio. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's me, Jules. I'm from Germany.
Yo. What's good,
Jules? Shout out to Germany.
Shout out to Jules from Germany, man.
We lit.
How you doing?
Everything
good,
man.
We lit.
Oh, I know who this is. My guy.
Nah, that's my son.
Yeah, we back out there in September, man.
September 19th to the 23rd, we're going to be out there.
Right, we back.
Yeah. Okay, so I take a day off on my work, and I will come over.
Make sure you come,
and
man.
I take the boy last time with me, I take them with me to the concert, okay?
Cool, yes, sir. Cool. See you then.
And make sure you bring those flowers, too. Make sure you bring those flowers with you.
Facts. You know what we're talking about.
So now we live in the radio show.
Nah, facts, man. We here at St. John's University. We just kicking it with my man Mad Max, letting him know we've been up to.
I appreciate it. Now, do you have any questions for Freaky Carlo?
What?
You got any questions? You something you want to ask us?
Yes.
We're going to have really lucky to enjoy your music on the concert.
Nah, definitely. Facts. I appreciate
and
you.
Everyone has to stream score.
Yes, everyone stream score. That's a fact.
That's definitely. All the way from Germany. You heard it first, man.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you, man.
Facts. We're going to be out there. We're going to have some dope merchandise. We're going to have some new music for y'all. We're going to have it all out there when we come back. So
yes,
stay
indeed.
Tuned. And we're going to get to it, man. Yeah. We appreciate you tuning in with us. Y'all know what time it is in Germany right now? It's like 7 o'clock in Germany right now.
Word. Oh, man. We appreciate you, though, man. Good looking.
Yeah, we
All right.
Peace.
On my foot.
Peace out. That's what's up,
all
man.
The love from Germany.
Love
all
from Germany. Germany. You see,
cool,
man,
two
the love
G's.
Was
what
real out there, man. The love was super real out there.
Keep those callers coming in here, 718-993-3758. And I know, as the fan just called in from Germany talking about score, how about we let WSJU Radio on St. John's University hear it?
Why not? Let's plug them in.
Let's go.
Freaky.
I'm in my zone, yeah.
TK.
Freaky.
And we ain't living what you call it, what you call it. I'm in the game, yeah, watch me slow it. Watch me slow it. Watch me slow it. Ain't come to lose, yeah, we was born to win. I'm in the game, yeah, watch me score again. I'm in the game, yeah, watch me score it. Watch me score it. Watch me score it. Hit the sticks and start the ball again. My team, you about to ball. Ain't come to lose, yeah, we can't win. Point, I feel like Curry. Curry. Take yeah. my shot, they worry. Splash on it. Whole lot of cash on it. Drip, drip. You see the swag.
See the swag.
Still got my motherfucking bag. New York City, you're the committee, yo, we run shit. Niggas front, got some niggas on some dumb shit. Don't you run shit, got money in the fun shit. Couple hooligans, they got guns. Better run, dumb, dumb. Better run. For the funds, we gon' run it up. Never bar. Pay for pussy bitches, love the fuck. For the love. And we do that. When we in the spot, bitches be like, who that? I'm just trying to get to the bag, though. Speeding in my own land, let the jag go. I'm just trying to get to the bag, though. Bitches love Freaky, but Kai is an asshole, yeah. We ain't living what you call it, what you call it, what you call it. I'm in the game, yeah, watch me score, yeah. Watch me score, watch me score. Ain't come to lose, yeah, we was born to win. I'm in the game, yeah, watch me score again.
Let me talk my shit. I've been doing this, so this ain't nothing new, you dig? Been taking them trips, been making them flips. I was chasing the cash, you was chasing your dick. When it come to low shit, just different. Telling her you love her, and I got a dick licking. Steady texting me and stressing me. Worried about my whereabouts, never mind all that. Bitch, I'm on the paper route. Word. The project demons is heathens, they're showing their crabs and pull you. I'm steady clutching out in public, that's just paranoia. Ask a fiend what he want, and serve around the corner. A nigga love me, and I find out then his ass are going to acupuncture. Packing thunder, that'll take you under. Always rubber, never roaring. I ain't easy lover, you won't meet another unless you clone a nigga. She met me, now the bitch wanna disown a nigga. Super.
And we ain't living what you call it. I'm in the game, yeah, watch me score. Ain't come to lose, yeah, we was born to win. I'm in the game, yeah, watch me score again. I'm in the game, yeah, watch me score. Watch me score, man, watch me score. Hit the sticks and start the ball again. My team, you about to ball. Ain't come to lose, yeah, we can't win. Ain't come to lose, yeah, we can't hit a win.
WSJU Radio.
We back.
Yes, sir.
My man Low sound like Charlamagne the God.
Call him in right now. We got it. We got what you need. We got a caller. Let's get to that.
Let's get to the caller on the phone lines
here.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's your Virginia family.
Oh, hi. What the deal?
VA in the house. Richmond in the house.
What's good?
What's good? What'd you say?
They want to know when you guys are coming back to perform in Virginia.
Oh, when are we coming back?
I don't know.
Tell the promoters to holler at us, man.
Tell them promoters to get at us, man. We need to be back out there.
Tell ASAP. Groovy, I said, man, get us on one of them big stages with them big artists, right, man. Then we need to be talking.
Real, I need to touch Raceway again. Richmond Raceway.
Nah, but we're going to be in Richmond soon. We're going to line it up. Tell the promoters to get with us, though, man. Tell them to start requesting that score on that radio.
That's a fact.
Word. I want to hear that in the morning. Tom Joyner. Word. That's a fact.
Right.
We appreciate y'all calling in, though.
Definitely.
For sure. Shout out to Virginia, too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Later.
Hey.
You got it.
We
you're already
back,
up
though.
Here. You already know how to work the phones here.
Tell me to be back at the. We need about to get a radio station going.
We get a segment.
Yeah, let me get in here, man.
Oh man, well we just played score. Who produced score?
Old school. Shout out to the producer, my man TK.
He's actually from Frankfurt, Germany as well. Facts.
Making a lot of connections.
That's a fact. Crazy, might have to move to Germany.
Right.
Ooh. How would you compare touring to Germany to over here?
718-990-3758.
You said touring Germany to touring over here. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's just the energy, the way they receive music is different. Like, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of the music, like even the old school music is huge over there. Mm. It's huge. So when like our music, when, like they just getting into this type of music, like this scene is a new scene for them, you know. So they still stuck on you know, the golden era. The 90s is still like a big era for them out there and across seas. So
we got a caller.
Another caller here.
Oh, they calling in.
Caller.
Caller here on the phone lines.
Can't even finish
radio.
My question.
We'll finish.
What's up?
Introduce yourself. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, boy?
Another hot spitter, man. Yes,
definitely
yes.
Appreciate it.
Love you, my guy. All day and all night. Yo.
Yo, appreciate it, son. Good looking, bro. You too, man. You
definitely.
Keep doing
you
your thing,
you keeping
too.
Us motivated, too, bro.
We see you out here.
Don't be modest, bro. We already see you.
Right. Got to get the flowers while you can, man.
Definitely.
Right. That's a fact.
You already know.
Man.
Salute.
Good looking.
Facts. Word. The love is here.
That's a 50.
Yes, sir. So finish what you were saying about comparing touring overseas to here.
Like I said, the energy is different. Like it's a new, the wave that's now, is a fresh wave to them. And they still, like I said, they still embrace the golden era, the 90s. You feel me? Right. The classical, like I ain't gonna say the classical, the classics, mm-hmm. the ones, the music that's never going to die, is still at the forefront up there. So when we touch down, it's like it's like them breaking new surface, a new breath of fresh air once again, you know. Mm-hmm. But so opposed to us being in the States. It's like everybody chasing the same thing. Everybody's on the same wave. Everybody's, you know, they got different scenes out there that's popular.
Yeah.
And different types of genre, and they all embracing the hip-hop scene.
One thing I can say, though, out there, when you performing, they looking at you like, they just really looking into it. Like, out here, I mean, there's people into it. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's, it be lit. But out there, they more into it, like
because they not. It's new.
Yeah, it's right.
You know, it's new.
Right. Yeah,
here, like,
that's a fact.
You go to a spot every night.
We got a caller.
And see the same thing.
Another caller.
Yeah, another caller.
It's lit.
Oh, it's lit.
They
man.
Got cold feet, I guess.
No, but it's lit, like because you got to think about it. Even for new talent that go across seas, it's like how often are they going to be there?
You're going freestyle. Yeah.
You feel me? In the States, you could catch your artist. I can catch you in D.C. I can mm-hmm. catch you in Jersey. I can catch you in New York. I can catch you around. In Germany, we go out there. They got to wait a whole couple more months before we catch you. Maybe even a couple more years before we come back.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so when we do that, they embrace
some
it. They embrace
that
it more.
It's
you know?
Some artists that's out that's big that haven't even touched Germany yet. Feel me? Haven't even touched overseas yet.
That's wild. Can you think of any artists on the top of your head?
I mean, I don't know
it's
no artists.
My business.
Yeah, it's none of my business, you know what I'm saying? So one thing I can say is I know
we did.
Yeah, I know me and my brother is one of the artists that made it over there, so and making it back again.
So we just you know, gonna, you know humbly speaking though.
Right.
Humbly speaking.
Definitely.
You brought up the golden age before of hip hop and how it's still huge overseas, and I wish it was a little bit more relevant here than it is, especially in the mainstream, because you turn on a radio station like Hot 97, Power 105. You don't hear a lot of it. It's good to throw at least a few tracks in there a day from that era.
You're right. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to stop, though. Because not every... You're going to hear that Lost Boy Renee in the mix. Or you're going to hear that...
But I get what Max is saying. You're not going to hear that every day.
No, not every day.
It's not every day that you... Well, you know, they don't shed that much light that they should. They don't give them like the flowers that while they're here. There's a lot of dope legends that's here.
Yeah.
That music is still relevant today. Even these songs from back then is relevant today. So it's up to the DJs to pay that respect to them. Yeah. You know, the radio heads, the people that's pushing those buttons to play that music, you know.
But that's why, and you know, not to shout out
my
fault,
let me
radio. Go ahead.
Like, not for nothing,
the music that we play, we in control of that now. Like, you feel me? Like, you got the platform to play these records. You feel me? To get people to play them. So it's your responsibility to keep it relevant. But in the same token, it's a new time. So it is our time to shine. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think once you find that balance, then we all come to a medium where we all respect the airwaves. Because the airwaves is corny, man.
What you said, go to say what I was about to say. Though, like, I mean, that's what you got stations like on the Sirius and all that. You got the station just for that, all of that type of music and all that. So, I mean, it's really, like you said, it's on y'all. Y'all the ones spinning the music.
That's true. You won't hear me spinning too much of a lot of the stuff that's on the radio today, but I give a platform. That's why you're up here. I give a platform to up-and-coming artists. And plus,
we definitely appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Trust. We appreciate it.
It's important to play the golden age, too.
Right.
I make that a point. You got to play that.
Honestly, that's how... If we play more of that music on the radio, it'll take away from all the garbage that's being produced now. You feel me? Because rappers that actually know how to rap.
Right.
Yeah.
I learned how to rap by listening to rappers that knew how to rap.
Yeah.
So the next generation, if you know, like, all the rappers that's 17 and under, because that's the new wave. Every rapper coming in is like 15, 16, 17 years old, but they all sound the same. They got the same cadence. They all got the high-pitched, squeaky voice. And it's like, all right, cool. How much of that? It's not nothing wrong with it. I bop to some of it. I got some cousins that's growing up in that era, and they're doing pretty good in that wave. You feel me? So it was like, I'm not knocking it, but if they had more substance to listen to and more history, if they knew more about hip-hop history, they'd have more rap. They'll have more rap. One of the nicest young artists right now is that YMBN. Mm-hmm.
What's Cordae, his name?
Cordae. He's got bars.
He does.
He's official. I like him.
He got bars, but he had to cater to a whole different structure of fans because the kids hit. I like auto-tune, but you got to have bars with it, have substance.
Right.
You can't take away from the crowd, but you got to have some substance. It's not wrong with it. I'm not knocking anybody, any artist. Like I said, even the new artists that some people may not like or may disagree on their styles or what they're doing with music. It's fire to somebody. It's art. You may not understand it. At a point, some of y'all was doing things that people did not understand and probably still don't understand.
How many weirdos it is in this
world that don't have no platform?
Yeah.
So how you knocking a kid that's trying to do some dope with his life and through his talents just because you don't understand it? You feel me? That's what it be sometimes. People don't be understanding what's going on. People are not artists. If you're not an artist, you're not going to understand art. You're just going to be a consumer like everybody. You're going to like what everybody else likes. But nobody's trying to break that ice. Who's going to break that ice? We are.
Yeah.
We're going to break it. Because we got young artists. We got artists that's 15, 16, 17 that run with New York City. You feel me? I'm not doing this for nothing.
You're helping others out.
It's bigger than just us.
It's bigger than this. This is just what y'all seeing right now.
It's bigger than this. Trust me.
Now, a big debate over the last few weeks is the top 50 rappers. And I think a lot of the issues has to do with people not knowing the golden age artists. Because there was one list, and I have it pulled up right here. I'm looking at some of the names. And it was the list that went around, and I kind of scratched my head a little bit. Joe Budden was at 3.
Like, top 3?
Yeah.
Like I said.
Joe not whack, though.
What are you basing your... What are these lists being based
That's
on?
That's what I'm saying. Who are they based one? On... Number one was Jay-Z.
But Jay's been number one for the last 20 years. 15, 20 years, Jay's been on everybody's top 3, number one. Who's nice? Because everybody's stuck in their ways. Nobody.
So what's your question? What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, what's your thoughts on the list that have been going around? Especially that list that I just mentioned. Number one, Jay-Z, Nas, Joe Budden, Styles P, Black Thought. I just don't understand how Joe Budden's in top 5. Oh, yeah.
Listen, man, to each his own. Whoever made that list, clearly Joe Budden is one of his favorite rappers.
What is your list, Dick? What are the criteria?
Right. Okay, we can start.
we
can start here. We're not going to do 50. We'll be here all day. Top 5 based on lyrics.
All-time lyrics. Andre 3 Stacks. Freaking
all-time lyrics. Like, I'm not going to put none of the 80s rappers in my all-time lyrics because I'm not from there. I like the music. I know it. I'm in tune. But I'm not going to be. I ain't grow up big fans of Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, right, right, right.
But salute to King. Mm-hmm. But let me see. I said 3 Stacks, My Time. I don't want to put Hov or Nas in there because they on the Mount Rushmore with Tupac and Biggie. Like, they're always going to be in everybody's top 5. So, damn, this is tough.
That ain't tough, man.
Nah, DMX.
That's
DMX.
X is definitely a monster.
DMX.
Too.
Method Man. Or for lyrics, definitely Meth.
How many you
That's
name?
Three.
That's three?
Mm-hmm. My 4 and 5. I give Lupe Fiasco. And I'm going to pick from this generation. I'm going to go with J. Cole.
J. Cole?
It's like a tie with Cole and Kendrick on the bus. All right. This generation.
With me, I'm going to go with, I'm going with Banks, Lloyd Banks.
Okay.
Jadakiss. Stack Bundles. R.I.P. J. Cole. And me.
You know what I'm saying? You always got to put yourself on there.
I mean, why wouldn't I? Like, I'm here. I'm coming. We here. Me.
All right, I'll give you my top 5. My top 5, I did it this past week. So, well, mine wasn't really based on lyrics. I did, like, top 5 overall. My top 5 goes Tupac, Biggie, Nas, Eminem, and Rakim. That's my top 5.
Okay. But see, we can't knock you for that because that's your top 5.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, so whoever wrote the top 50, I mean, that's your top 50.
That's a fact. Everyone else's top 50. So when people are going around criticizing each other's lists, what are we basing it on?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Right. I seen one list that was talking about flow, lyrics, who makes the best business moves. That's how you even, say a best even, rapper about who makes the best business? Business don't have nothing to do with rap.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Right. Right.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. What people base this stuff on is so crazy.
It is.
Because a lot of the time, people that listen to music and the people that's criticizing certain things aren't even really true fans. They don't listen for what a person is saying. They're not listening.
They heard the songs that's on the radio.
The same 20 songs in hot rotation are probably their favorite songs all year long.
Because
they're not nobody who's really sitting down like, oh, did you hear what he said? You know how many quotables I got? Like, but nobody's listening to that. Everybody just want to twerk and turn up. There ain't nothing wrong with it. But we gonna get to them lyrics though.
Gotcha.
So would you guys do some upcoming, you know, boom bap?
I got it. We got it.
Got it.
We touch
got
all it. Surfaces. Like this is not new. Like I said, this is not new for me. This is not new for him. You know, as far as music, like, we've been doing this since the 90s rapping, so we grew up. I remember when I used to have to go and get CDs with just instrumentals on it, and they were only industry instruments.
I remember that.
Like, you feel me? Just like you're going to get mixtapes, you go get the same mixtapes with all the instrumentals.
Yeah.
So you're playing the CD, and you write into all the songs that's on the radio. And at that time,
Dad,
you know who was
the
controlling
that,
the radio?
The
New
DJ
York.
Then.
Yeah.
It was the one, what's the writer? Dang, it was something.
It was nothing but, you know?
Well, he had mad at them instrumental CDs out there on the Ave.
That's what we was on.
Yeah, man.
That's what we grew up.
I mean,
up
now
in.
You know it then resulted to YouTube.
And then it's the difference now is because the difference between then and now is you had to spit fire on a beat because everybody had that. It was limited to everybody's getting the same beat.
That's when you couldn't even.
You
be
couldn't
rap.
Go on YouTube and be like, "Yo, I'm gonna type in this type sound. I'm going to go get this type
right.
sound. Because everybody's going to buy the same CD with the same beats on it. So the one who got the best version of that
is
the one who's going to be getting bumped.
Yeah. You couldn't be whack.
Whole different era today.
It was a whole different era. You
couldn't be whack.
And we're still in our 20s, so we're not old.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that far ago.
We've been doing this young, though, man.
But we've been doing this so long. Like,
yeah,
you know?
I just seen a video of this guy when he was like, what was it, 9?
Yeah, I was like 8.
8, 9. God rest his dad, his pops, the first Freaky Todd day. And he rapping on the mic, young, but going in. Still got the crowd rocking and all that. That's going to be in the documentary, don't worry. Y'all see that.
It's coming.
I know Casey was telling me about documentaries. Is there anything you could tell us about that?
Just go on, just wait for it. Yeah, so all coming. I can say is wait for it. It's coming. We're gonna put in a lot of details, a lot of things that we've been doing, things that's coming, things that's in the process that's happening now that y'all get to go and see the back end or how it happened or why it happened or what we're doing, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of dope stuff coming. We're doing it, like I said, Q York City. We our own label. We got our own artists. CEO, me and my boy Q. Mm-hmm. You know, we got the Prezi right here. We just working. And everybody's contributing. We got a team of hard workers. Everybody playing the part. We got our videographers. This is all home team. Everything is in-house.
Thanks.
You know, no handouts. Everything in. Everybody 10 toes. So the product that you get from us is really going to be on some real homegrown.
Mm.
And y'all get to see it from the ground up. We ain't fabricating nothing. Nothing we talking about is false. Y'all seeing it right before us. Y'all seeing us.
Yeah.
Grinding, y'all seeing us in the studio, y'all seeing us here on the radio, y'all seeing us.
Y'all see the work
everywhere.
See, we not just, you know, we really putting work in. The ground from the real grind, the run from the bottom to the top. The run is real, man.
Now tell me, when did QYC officially form? What year?
I ain't gonna front. It started before we became a label.
Mm-hmm.
We was just running around like as mm-hmm. like a movement. Q York City was me. Low, my brother Skip Rage. He another dope artist from the city.
Shout out to Skip and Rage.
We was just running around, just doing the same thing. Like, we was creating a buzz. We ain't noticed that we was creating a buzz, but we was creating a buzz. Me and my boy Skip, we had did a remix to Lost Boys, Lex Coops. And it kind of started a wave for us, being from Queens, but we was hanging out on the Low East Side. You know, mm-hmm. that wave over there is like a little underground hip-hop scene over there. So we running around and we building our own clout over there. And they was receptive to it. So we bringing that same energy back to Queens. And it was like Q York City. It became a wave. Then I linked up with my partner Q. And we was on some like, yo, we might as well lock it down and be more serious. Let's take it to the next level and really do things the right way and start producing music and putting things out. Like, let the world see what we got. And then we went, got our LLCs, got our trademarks, and all our documents, turned into an official label.
Mm-hmm.
And now we working. Now we putting that work in, the groundwork. And it ain't just going nowhere else but up. It started back in like 2016. That's when it got official.
That's right.
But it was like early 2015, late 2014, we started grinding. So we've been rocking for a minute now.
Any upcoming performances?
This Sunday coming up, we got a yacht party.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, we're doing a yacht party.
Where's that at?
It's in the city on Pier 20, I think.
Let me see. I'm going to tell you right now.
Pier 41, excuse me. Shout out my boy XL. We got another caller, too.
Another caller?
Yeah. Caller.
Oh, he's in the way.
Call back.
Word, call back,
718-990-3758. Talk to Freaky Khan Low, QYC. Right.
But, yeah, 25th, Yacht Party, XL, Bikinis versus Polos. It's going to be a movie. Shout out Vakilla, all the 21 and olders. Get your sip on. And then, we're going to be at the Playboy Club on the 31st. That's in the city. So, you know, you can come rock with us. You have a good time.
For sure.
Bounce around with some bunnies.
So, you guys are doing big things. I know Casey was here. Mr. Cheeks, you were at City, you performed the City Field?
Yeah.
How was that like?
That was dope. That was for the kids, though. You know, we had to come show our love.
That was definitely a good
experience. It was a good experience. Jaleel White, Mr. Cheeks.
Right.
You know, City Field. And we did it. We did what we did. Mm-hmm. Had the kids out there rocking with us. It was a lot of talented kids, man. Yeah. We got to support the youth because they the future. The kids that was coming through doing their thing, it was one kid. I forgot his name.
I know who you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
We ran into him at the other joint.
Yeah,
we ran Dag. What's his name?
And I forgot his name. I'm going to get his name. I'm going to tag him in a post later on today.
He's official. But Sun's
Fire. Came through the ice cream truck. Ice cream.
Yeah,
man.
He got the ice cream song.
Fact.
But it was hard, though. He's young. He had to be like at least
maybe
10.
Maybe when the ice cream, man.
But just realize this. When you guys did perform there, the Mets started winning.
Oh, yeah?
They started doing better.
I told you. It's the energy. It's the energy, man.
Score.
See, listen.
They got score.
Yeah.
They got a taste of it. They did get score, man. We performed score there. So, might have been a blessing.
Yeah.
Probably
they still
was.
Winning?
Well, they keep going on and off. Like, they'll have, like, a streak of, like 8 games, and then they'll lose one, and then four games.
Well, listen, man.
We got to go to the next
game. They're winning,
though.
Back. Before you guys performed there, they were just losing all the games.
Came and blessed that
we
stadium.
We're going back. We're coming back to y'all Mets, man. We're going to take it back to Queens.
Definitely.
And I know we just brought up the Mets and City Field, and you know my show's about sports. So who are some of the teams that you root for, especially for if you...
Oh, definitely the Mets. I'm a Mets fan.
Of course.
Knicks.
Oh, I like that.
Buffalo Bills.
Oh, you're a Bills fan?
Yeah. Shout out my cousin D. Marlow, man. He's a safety over there at the Bills, holding it down.
I'm going to keep it 100, man. I sound like a pooper, but I don't really care for the sports. I like boxing.
You like boxing? Yeah. Who's your favorite boxer?
Wilder. I'm liking Wilder right now.
Yeah, Wilder doing his numbers is an animal.
I like boxing. The sport, the basketball, I ain't keep up with that in years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Knicks this year?
I'm going to always be a Knicks fan.
Yeah, same.
You know? It's like that cousin that's just your cousin. Like, all right, you family, but I ain't jacking.
We gotta get you in. Who do you root for?
Oh, man.
It was cooking in this joint.
I don't really have nobody I root for. I feel like being a fan for the Knicks is bad for your health, you know?
Yeah, stressed out.
Right.
How about for baseball? Mets fan?
Yeah, I'm definitely a Mets fan.
Mets fan?
Definitely a Mets
Queens,
fan.
Yep.
Queens.
Football?
Football, I ain't gonna lie. Football, I was rocking with Carolina. When I was living in Charlotte, I was rocking with the Panthers. That's when Cam was still there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been rocking with the Steelers for years. I like Steelers. The Steelers. I don't know. I just.
I don't know.
But we lit, though, man.
Yeah, man.
WSJU.
They calling in 718-993-7585.
Call in, call in. 718-990-375.
Love to see you guys at MetLife Stadium. Yeah. That'll be huge.
That's big.
We gotta make that happen, man. It's happening though, man.
It is.
It's in the blessings.
You gotta open up for the Jets. They got those new uniforms this year. Le'Veon Bell's there this year.
Who you know over there, man? Who you know over there?
Like I said.
Plug it in, man. We'll be
like
right
I said,
there.
You know we're going to get you that.
We need to be on y'all homecoming. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. St. John's homecoming.
You know I'm going to be in touch with you about that. St. John's needs that energy.
Yes, sir.
The real Queens energy.
You dig?
Hit him with that score.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Maybe St. John's basketball players will start winning games when they hear that. Just like the Mets.
Nah, man. I need to get J. Cole to headline. And us to open up for Cole, that'd be the best homecoming I ever had.
I believe
that sound good. That sound good.
I'm just saying,
Queens,
Dreamville, Q York City, that'd be a dope St. John's homecoming.
It would be.
Saying y'all got the bag.
Now let's see if they spend it. They can't even turn on the AC and then the station.
Hell no, we here roasting.
Oh my god. St. John's finest up here.
Yes, salute to St. John's.
Yeah. Right. But for real, if they're the people listening,
need to get a petition. Get like a poll going around like homecoming.
No, I'm just going to be the overall majority vote up here to get you guys up there.
Let's do it. See? Set it. Set it done.
Now, anything else you guys want to get out today on the airways of St. John's University? Let the people know.
Yeah, like I said, once again, it's Q York City. We lit. We got the Ibanez Way on the way. We got the Big Three on the way.
Big Three coming very, very soon.
We got Score out now. It's on all platforms. Tidal is on
Google
Spotify,
Play.
Google Play,
Apple
Music. You could go stream
YouTube.
That everywhere. YouTube that video. Get those streams. Run them up. You know, we got Excuse Me. We got the Next Generation project out. You go follow me on SoundCloud. Freaky Kai. You can follow my brother on SoundCloud.
Low130.
You feel me? And, We got it going. Get in tune with the team.
If you don't know the Instagrams already,
yes,
Freaky Kai. And at low, L0WW underscore.
And follow the whole movement.
Yeah.
At QYCMG. You know, so just stay in tune. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of dope stuff coming up. We about to feed y'all. We about to feed y'all this heat. Y'all about to get this.
Ain't no stopping us now.
They're not ready, though.
No. Whether they're ready
they're
or
not.
Ready.
Not.
It's like the performance at Irvin Plaza. Everyone was like, what?
Nah, facts, right? But, hey, listen, if you ain't ready, get ready. Q York City is here.
Yes, sir.
We striking hard. You see we got St. John's on our back. So, we here. We putting on for Queens, man. We doing it all the way for Queens the right way.
The right way.
I want to make a great comparison here on one of the tracks I was listening to. You remind me of DMX when you're on the track. Doesn't he remind you of DMX a little bit?
If my man Tip Stacks was here right now, oh, man. Yo, that's funny.
DMX.
Yo. But, I mean, I take that for that's good. I mean, what's your reason for saying it, though? What is it, the energy, the voice? What is it?
Both. The energy and the voice.
Okay.
I don't know. Since I've been around on the scene, like, Mikey, Freaky, Poet, they all compliment each other in different ways. Like, I was just telling Freaky that this morning in a conversation we was having on the phone. It's like, at certain times, it's like, they like superheroes to me. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, certain times they get together and you, like, I've had times I've been in the studio with them and they'll be doing something. He'll tell you, like, I'll be looking, I'll be like, yo, bro, I don't understand what y'all doing. And he'll just look at me like, Q. Like, they be like, Q, we got it. And then I might fall asleep, go do something, come back. And I'm like, All right. You know what I mean? So, you know, definitely he brings a lot of energy to the table all the time. You know what I mean? Freaky, I don't know. You don't know what you're going to get with him sometimes. In the show.
I'm like Professor X, man.
Right. I'm unpredictable.
But now, with me, you know Poet, you're going to get the energy to.
Yeah, Poet like that juggernaut. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You feel me? He coming hit hard. You know what I mean? I definitely like that. So
you got to bring him here next time, too.
Nah, definitely. You know this is definitely going to be.
That's offended.
How about we close it off with this? Talking about studio sessions. What's the wildest studio session?
Well, I ain't going to talk about the wildest studio session of mine. But, let me see. I ain't going front.
I'm strictly business in the studio, man. There don't be no wild.
We just talk about the most productive studio sessions.
Okay.
I said, like. Even when we was working on some of the recent material for these upcoming projects, like, it's been times, like, going to studio, and I didn't lay down, like, 3 or 4 records already. Like, all y'all got to do is come in and just lay verses, and it's like, that's all we got to do.
When we recorded School, I think I was sick. They calling me, like, yo, bro, why you in at the studio? I'm like, yo, bro, I'm not coming. I'm sick. I don't feel good. It's not happening.
I think
still got the. And we came with School.
I think in my memory, I recollect when we first started really, like, coming together back in 2016, like, these guys were on fire. Like, it'd be times, because we were recording out of my living room I was living at. And literally, they would be in my house 24/7. You know what I mean? At that time, she was around, so she knows. She would see it. And it was like, they're in the house recording. Sometimes I come home, they got 5-7 songs done in one day. Yeah. Music that, like, I know for a fact, like, his music, we would listen to some of that music. That's back from, like, 2015, 16. We know for a fact, like, people's going to enjoy it when they hear it.
And that's from 2016, 2015.
How many songs do you have in the archive?
I don't even count.
I would be confident to say it's over 1,000 songs.
1,000?
Yeah. Or collectively, like, over 1,000 songs in the archive.
Yeah, I'm so all over the place. I wish I had them. They were in different emails, different.
Like, we were sitting there. It was so funny you say that. The other night, we sitting in his yard and we playing some music for this girl. And she's like, I never heard that. Where did this come from? And we like, because I like 2016. She's like, what? Like, where do. And he's like, I got music. There's music I haven't even heard that he has.
When are you going to let everyone hear it?
Right now, y'all about to get this work. Go get that Score right now on Tidal, iTunes, Google Play.
The Score is just all the that, setup, man.
Go stream Score, man. It's coming. Everything else is right behind it.
Yeah, go stream everything else that's already out there. You got Score. You got Excuse Me. You got, what's the...
Facts. What's Next the Generation.
Next Generation.
You got the Lost Boys. Go get that Lost Boy record.
Mike Just.
Go run up. Go to my...
SoundCloud. Look at that threesome. Go to YouTube and pull up Tato on it.
Run it up.
Y'all want to see stuff? We got it. Go check it. But there's more coming on the way.
Just run it up.
For sure. Anything else?
Max. What you want? What you want to know, Max?
Yeah, what you want?
That's it. You want to do a little freestyle maybe or?
I mean, listen. That's regular.
We gonna play that Score one more time.
Let's get that score going one more time.
See what you said with that, but that's regular.
There we go. Score. Freaky Kyle Lowe. Queens is in the building. Mad Max on your airwaves.
I'm in my zone, yeah.
TK.
Freaky. And we ain't living what you call it. I'm in the game, yeah. Watch me score. Ain't come to lose, yeah. We was born to win. I'm in the game, yeah. Watch me score again. I'm in the game, yeah. Watch me score. Watch me score. We hit the streets and start the ball again. My team, you about to. Ain't come to lose it, we can't win. Ain't come to lose it, we can't win. Run the
point, I feel like Curry. Take my shot, they worry. Splash on it. Whole lot of cash on it. Drip, drip. You see the swag.
See the swag.
Still got my motherfucking bag.
New York City, you're the committee, yo, we run shit. Niggas front, got some niggas on some dumb shit. Looking front shit, got money in the fun shit. Couple hooligans, they got guns. Better run, dumb, dumb, better run. For the funds, we gon' run it up, never bar. Pay for pussy bitches, love the fuck. For the love, in the club, and we do that. When we in the spot, bitches be like, who that? I'm just tryna get to the bag, though. Speeding in my own land, let the jag go. I'm just tryna get to the bag, though. Bitches love freaky, but Kai is an asshole, yeah.
We ain't living, what you call it, what you call it, what you call it. I've been a gang, and watch me slow, watch me slow, watch me slow. Ain't come to lose it, we was born to win.
Talk my what? Shit. I've been doing this, so this ain't nothing new, you dig?
No,
been taking them trips, been making them flips.
I
was chasing the cash, you was chasing your dick. When it come to low shit, just different. Telling her you love her, and I got a dick licking. Steady texting me and stressing me. Word about my whereabouts, never mind all that. Bitch, I'm on the paper route. Word. The project demons is heathens, they're showing the crabs and pull you. I'm steady clutching out in public, that's just paranoia. Ask a fiend what he want, and serve around the corner. A nigga love me, and I find out then the sass are going to acupuncture. Pack your thunder, that'll take you under. Always rubber, never roaring. I ain't easy lover, you won't meet another unless you clone a nigga. She met me, now the bitch wanna disown a nigga. Super.
And we ain't living, what you call it, then. What you call it? I'm in the gang, and watch me score.
Watch me score.
Ain't come to lose it, we was born to win. I'm in the game, you watch me score again. I'm in the game, you watch me score again.
Watch me score, man, watch me score.
We hit the streets and start the ball again.
My team, we about to ball.
Ain't come to lose it, we came to win. Ain't come to lose it, we came to win.
Score. It's a hit.
It's a hit.
WSJU Radio, Mad Max up here.
It's a hit, yeah.
Lit, man. St. John's, that's for y'all.
Freaky Kylo in the building.
Low Q York City Music
Group. St. John's team need to come out to that.
Be here, man. We definitely here.
I told you, I envisioned in my head.
Start of the season.
We're going to make it happen, though. I got good faith in my mans over here.
Mm-hmm. So you got to spark the energy.
Yes, sir.
I don't know who's going to be the star player this year now that Shamori Ponds is gone, but
listen, we're going to make them lit.
Somebody going to step up.
Watch. We gonna have them lit when we pull up to the games, and we got the whole team. We out rocking. We cheering on St. John's, and they gonna be like, "Who are these? They don't even go here."
Laugh at me, yeah.
Then that score come on. St. John's jersey. Come on,
St. John's. You gotta get that low St. John's and that freaky collar.
Yeah, no. Or Voss. I'll take
the
varsity.
Coach, put me in the game.
You feel me?
You'll probably be better than the players this year.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I play ball though. But I play ball. I probably am better than the player. Nah.
No,
yeah,
you might
better
be.
Sign up.
No,
get your ass in school.
No, when I tell you,
go back to school.
A lot of the star players graduated and just left the school this year. It's a true statement. So,
now, yo, forget this. Ball is not life no more. Ball is not life.
Right. So, I don't know. You should go to tryouts.
Yo, I'm going.
So, Coach tagging us in.
Tag me in, Coach.
Coach Mike Anderson, even the coach last year stepped down. Coach. Chris Mullen. Everyone knows him.
Yeah, I know Chris Mullen.
Yeah.
Yo, let me coach. Let me be the
coach.
Let me drive the boat.
Maybe everything's open.
You already.
Everything's open for a position up here.
We here, man. Definitely got mad love for St. John's.
No, definitely.
Appreciate the love y'all have extended to us. You know, definitely.
Sure. You're always welcome to, you know, get on here. Tell the audience what you got coming up.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the platform, man. We definitely do.
You're always invited. You know that.
We need to make a day. Like, we need to have, like, a day with you. You know what I mean? One day out the month, we come busting out new records, all that. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Word. You
can
get the exclusive.
You had to drop a new record on WSJU?
Yeah.
We could do that.
Give y'all the exclusive.
Yeah, like, one day out the month, we come check y'all, you know? Something like that.
You know that. I'm going to have all your contact information.
Yeah,
indeed. I'm going to send an audio to you and... You know, so you guys want to do a little freestyle or something, or
however you want to play, man. However you want to play.
Now I got to ask you this because you guys can do it both because you're multi-talented. You want a boom bap or do you want something more major?
It don't matter. Whatever you want to move for.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can come up with something.
My man Max.
We're going to come up with something. It's going to take a little bit here. Let's see. Let's see if we got something here. We got something in here. Mad Max. Freaky Con Low. About to spit some bars. Queens is in the building. QYC.
Oh. He threw a backpack.
Threw a back to the...
This remind me of my adolescence. I had to learn some lessons. The first time I picked the blunt up and started stressing, had me paranoid and my eyes low. Where do I go? Ducking out for 5-0. Then I hit a corner, I might make it right. Think I seen a pig op standing by the light. Then what's beef? Beef could get cold in the streets. Gotta walk with your heat. In these cold corners, mama trying to warn us about the saunas. I mean them cells get hot, I mean them shells get hot, I mean. Don't tell, niggas know by the bell. I mean, we sell shells by the bell and the seashell shows. That's them Far Rock streets. Speaking cold, that's how Far Rock speak. A-Train last stop, gonna get me a burger right on my... Make it hot. Just don't make it hot. Don't make it hot. Don't make it hot.
Sometimes I feel like maybe God don't love me. So I'm strapped with this 3-8 case a nigga run up on me. This shit get crazy in my neighborhood. It's snowing in the summertime and the swipers is like Robin Hood. Taking what they can from the rich, hoping it hits in the spots, racking up like this shit legit. Woo. Don't get me wrong, I ain't knocking no chicken. Used to run up in the spots when the pieces was clicking, but people, Lil Joe got knocked last week. Now he back out, me and my niggas think he's speak. Maybe he caught bad, not for the shit he caught with.
You gotta make it right. Don't make it hot. Don't make it hot. Don't make it hot. From the boulevard of broken dreams, but we still dreaming. Neighborhood where they still scheming. I'm trying to make it out though. Remember skinny jeans and gauchos. I mean, I'm just trying to be fly or some cool shit. A few niggas that I went to school with, making money moves with in and out of state. Gotta be on time, that money never late. Only real ones can relate, real ones can relate. I never move with a snake. Head off like my fish. I like my fish fried hard with some grits. I'm trying to stack the pylon with my chips. Go mad long with my shit. I mean, it's longevity. And where I'm from, we like to move heavily.
Ain't no sunshine where I come from. You walk outside, you better have your gun. And that's a fact, I ain't talking just cause I got a bug in the south, nigga. Fuck it, Mad Max.
My man Max turning red. Cause he know I go crazy off the top like, like my motherfucking dreads.
Crazy. You guys killed that track.
Just having fun, man. Just, you know, a little lazy flow for the lazy beat.
Shout out to Mike Geronimo, too.
Yeah, that's the homie.
That's Queens. Ain't that Queens?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Queens. Queens is in the house, so I had to throw on that old school.
It's only right.
You dig?
It's only right.
You got to send it to him, too. You got to send him the
freestyle. We're going to link it up. We're going to get it all right. You got me on the Cool G. You got me on the Mike Geronimo.
Right.
So I guess every time we're going to make this a tradition, every time I come is a new Queens beat.
Yeah, you can do a Queens beat every time. Oh, man, I appreciate you guys coming through today. You know, it's always, you guys are always welcome. Yeah. You're always welcome to come up here. Everyone's always welcome. Yes, I appreciate you coming up here, too. Everyone up here rocking out with you guys, QYC. Any closing remarks for you guys?
Like I said, continue to rock with us, man. We support the love. St. John's University, Q York City, definitely rock with y'all because we know y'all rock with us. You already know, follow me on Instagram at Freaky Cod.
Follow me, LowL0WW_.
Yes, let's continue to run it up. You already know, score out now everywhere. You know, stay tuned for the new music. Stay tuned for the new activities. We about to be lit.
I've been this way on the way.
Yes, yes.
Big three on the way. The highs and lows on the way.
See you soon.
Freaky Kyle.
Homecoming. We will be rocking out. We already know we're going to be pushing those buttons to make that happen. Right. See y'all next game. Let's get this scoring rotation. Mm-hmm. You know, I need my varsity jacket and I need my jersey.
Yeah, we need all that.
We got Nike this year, so. Oh,
see? So that means it's going to be even more wavy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a size medium.
Right.
We used to have the Under Armour. Nah. We used to have the Under Armour. This time we got the Nike, so.
Copy.
It's lit. It's going to be fire.
Queens in the building.
Yes, sir. Dope, you know what it is. Man. Mad Max signing off here. WSJU Radio, St. John's University.
Queens. Score.
Play the part in front of my team. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. I'm in my zone, yeah.
TK.
Freaking. And we ain't living what you call it. What you call it. I'm in the game and watch me slow it. Ain't come to lose it, we was born to win. I'm in the game and watch me score again. I'm in the game and watch me score. Watch me score and watch me score. We hit the streets and start the ball again. My team about the ball. Ain't come to lose it, we can't win. Ain't come to lose it, we can't hit a win. Run the point, I feel like Curry. Take my shot, they worry. Splash on it. Whole lot of cash on it. Trip, trip. You see the swag.
See the swag.
Still got my motherfucking bag. New York City. Committee, yo, we run shit. Niggas front, got some niggas on some dumb shit. Don't you run shit, got money in the fun shit. Couple hooligans, they got guns. Better run, dumb, dumb, better run. For the funds, we gon' run it up. Never bar, pay for pussy bitches. Love the fuck, for the love. In the club, and we do that. When we in the spot, bitches be like, who that? I'm just tryna get to the bag, though. Speedin' in my own land, let the jag go. I'm just tryna get to the bag, though. Bitches love freaky, but Kyle is an asshole, yeah.
We ain't lifting what you call it, what you call it, what you call it. I'm in the game and watch me score, yeah. Watch me score, watch me score. Ain't come to lose it, we was born to win. I'm in the game and watch me score again. I'm in the game and watch me score, yeah. Score and watch me score. We hit the streets and start the ball again. My team, you got the ball. Ain't come to lose it, we can't win.
Let me talk my shit. I've been doing this, so this ain't nothing new, you dig? Been taking them trips, been making them flips. I was chasing the cash, you was chasing your dick. When it come to low shit, just different. Telling her you love her, and I got a dick licking. Steady texting me and stressing me. Worried about my whereabouts, never mind all that. Bitch, I'm on the paper route. Word. The project demons is heathens, they're showing the crabs and pull you. I'm steady clutching out in public, that's just paranoia. Ask a fiend what he want, and serve around the corner. A nigga love me, and I find out then his ass are going to acupuncture. Pack your thunder, that'll take you under. Always rubber, never roaring. I ain't easy lover, you won't meet another unless you clone a nigga. She met me, now the bitch wanna disown a nigga. Super.
And we ain't lifting what you call it, what you call it. I'm in the game, and watch me score. Ain't come to lose it, we was born to win. I'm in the game, you watch me score again. I'm in the game, you watch me score. Watch me score, man, watch me score. We hit the streets and start the ball again. My team, we about to ball. Ain't come to lose it, we can't win. Ain't come to lose it, we can't hit a win.
Dumb, we gotta get this loot up. World is born, son.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, the phone,
for real, because who ain't don't got no sir. Feelings. Feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. You're cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done spark the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got to trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, MC, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, mind, son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'm live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my people's. React with lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free. Son, they shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death, and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that comes with guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned
guns.
Introducing a razor that works differently. The Gillette Skin Guard has a guard between the blades that helps protect skin. The Gillette Skin Guard.
Vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck.
Yo, honey dip, summertime, fine jerry dripping. Seen you on pickings with a bunch of chickens, how you clicking? I kept shooting strong notes as we got close. She rock rope, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood, it turns me on like Vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love Hunt, check the strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Cross was done by Billie Jean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Lazy Apple, small V6 shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling.
basement. Excuse me, hun, the dog mean no harm. Turn around again. Backyard's banging like a Benzie. If I was Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spot McKenzie. I'm high powered, put a Dina Howard to sleep, you're parting. That's been on my mind all week. But back to you, Maybelline Queen, let's make a team. You can have anything in this world except cream. So what you wanna do? What you wanna do? Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Woo. Watch these rappers get all up in your guts. French vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. And scooped in my ice cream truck. Who tears it
Challenge
up?
Finest. What up, boo? Peace, your highness. Yo, I'm lounging. Big style. Young niggas is the flyers. Moves you're making. True five chooses. Shaking out a rape patient. You're looking good. Fly colored Asian. Ghettos. Them is your hometown. We could go the whole round. After that, I'm shooting downtown. I'm rocking hats and your wig is all intact. Who's that? Queen bee chick, eyes curly black. Freaks be moving and fly snakes. Two finger rings and gold teeth, and ain't afraid the whole heat. So when I step in the square, dear, you better have cream this shit. Freakins, Ben, I get geared.
Watch these rappers get all up in your guts. Prince vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. Scooped in my ice cream truck, who tears it up?
Black chocolate girl wonder, shake ground like thunder. Politic to your deficit step, give me your number. Your sexy, persuasive tatas and thighs. Catch my eyes like highs, I want your bodily surprise. Double down some time, ice cream, you got me falling out like a cripple. I love you like I love my ties. Ooh, baby, I miss you. Your sweet tender touches take pulls off the duchess. Orgasm in my mind, stay masturbating your clutches. I want you for self like wealth, so play me closely. This paranoia for this thing, who want the most of me? Only a heart doesn't want to be calling me cousin. Thirsty for my catalog, baby, shopping's free of loving. Call me if you want to get dug like the pockets. I jizz up like a giant, break wounds out of the sockets.
For real, guess what? It's the after party you wanna fuck. Watch these rap kids get all up in your guts. French vanilla butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundae is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold, just melt down when in my clutch. And want they be sucked ice cream. Yeah. Your guts. French vanilla butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundae is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold, just melt down when in the clutch. They want their sucked ice cream. One love to my chocolate deluxes. Keep your nails done and your wigs tight, rolled up. One love to my brother Pecan Ricans for calling me Poppy. That's for red. One love to Caramel Sundae with the cherries on top. Yeah, and big up to my French Vanillas. Polly Boo, Francais, Mi Amor, Merci, Wee Wee, Bon Bons, and all that good stuff. Good stuff.
Son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right, boys on war board. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bam! Move from the gate now.
Cash, fools, everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar.
dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world. Deep. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream. Was fair. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me so now I face incarceration. Pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. We got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and stray shots. All in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. When shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect it for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Music is a really important part of the show. Neo writes the music that's in the Sage catalog.
It is a lot of fun writing for a character who can say whatever the hell he wants to say. Sage don't care.
I'ma take a throat, coming for the top.
Rego took a tremendous musical leap. I got to work with Timbaland. That alone still makes no sense to me. Like, I just did 4 songs with Timbaland? Like, what?
Step of High Water. All episodes now streaming. Only on YouTube.
Smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit that I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grabbed the clip and with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map.
Move it on your left.
And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over, but they don't know no better. But I do. True, can I get a suit? No respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP when I'm dusting. Niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blunt make me,
ooh. I grab my nut, get screwed.
Ow.
Here comes my
shout it style. Truth be a baby, why you to my crew with the
with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a fucking nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat bucket stack. Shame on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter straight up and down. That shit is packed jam. You can't slam. Don't let me get fooled on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on unique rolling with the knife of the creeps. Niggas be rolling with a stash. Ain't saying gas. Bite my style. I'll bite your motherfucking ass.
For crying out loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gats. Rap was a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I come with shit in all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all is living the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is, you're fucking with pros and it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block. We don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho. Where the fuck's your seat at? Feeling mad hostile. Ran out posto. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stole with the holy roll. Then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your fucking chin. Slain boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around a mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My planet freeze like black unemployment. Yeah, another one dare. Took a genius. Take us the fuck out.
Slamming for these coke killing labels. So ain't had hits since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Cain did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. But trying to blow up a scrub. Now that thought is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors that scared to death to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a super tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.